Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm here to have an interview with Danielle Munro at 10. I noticed that your elevators are out of order. Are those the only ones in the building? Her office is on the top floor.
Don't worry, ma'am. You can take the service elevators, which are usually used for large deliveries. They're on the west side of the building. If you look at the map in the lobby, you'll see exactly how to get to them.
That's very helpful. Thanks a lot. There's no way I could have walked up all those stairs.
Number 32.
Why did the woman visit the building?
Number 33.
What does the woman say about Miss Munro's office?
Number 34.
What does the man recommend doing? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. I got a flyer in the mail promoting the opening of your business. It's perfect timing because I need to buy new cabinets for my kitchen.
Wonderful. These cabinets are currently on sale for 30% off. These are just for the standard sizes, though. If you need custom cabinets, they would be full price.
Oh, no, really? I need custom ones because my kitchen is irregularly shaped. That's going to cost me a fortune.
Well, you don't have to pay the total all at once. You can spread the cost over 6 monthly payments.
Number 35.
How did the woman find out about the business?
Number 36.
Why is the woman disappointed?
Number 37.
What does the man tell the woman about? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Stacy, have you tried Florenti yet? It's the new Italian restaurant downtown.
Not yet, but I'd like to. Critics have been admiring it ever since it opened, but I heard it's difficult to get a reservation.
Well, you're in luck. I have one for Friday at 7 for 5 people, but someone dropped out.
Thanks. I'd love to join you.
I'm glad to hear that. I think you'll really enjoy it.
I think so, too. Should I just meet you there?
Actually, it's all people from the office, and we're leaving from here, so I can take you with me in my car.
Number 38.
What does the woman mention about Florenti?
Number 39.
Why does the man say, "Someone dropped out"?
Number 40.
What does the man offer to do on Friday? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I recently read in the newspaper that you offer group tours of the museum. I'd like to find out more about them.
Certainly. Our guide leads a group of up to 20 people on a private tour of the artwork. This is scheduled daily, except for holidays.
That's too bad. I'm planning to visit with just 4 people, so I guess that wouldn't be enough, would it?
Don't worry, that's no problem. We can combine your party with others. How about I email you a pamphlet regarding the activity so you can get all the details?
Number 41.
What is the purpose of the man's call?
Number 42.
What is the man concerned about?
Number 43.
What does the woman offer to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Miss Carson, is everything set up in the main conference room? Representatives from Estelle International will arrive at 2 for the contract negotiations.
It's not quite ready yet. We didn't have enough chairs, so I brought in some metal folding chairs from the storage room. But those don't have any padding at all, and I'm worried that people who use them won't feel comfortable after sitting in them for hours.
How about we move some of the chairs from the employee lounge? Ask Mr. Aguilar to help you. I know his team has carts they use for moving heavy objects when they're fixing things.
Good idea. I'll do that right now.
Number 44.
What is the purpose of the meeting?
Number 45.
Why is the woman concerned about the meeting?
Number 46.
Who most likely is Mr. Aguilar? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Halim. Will you be around this afternoon? A representative from HT Electronics is going to demonstrate the features of the company's new 3D printer.
I read about that on the company intranet. Yes, I'm planning on going. I think it's going to be really interesting. The activity will be held on site in our conference room, right?
Actually, no. Since so many people wanted to come, our on-site facility just isn't large enough. It'll be held at the Lakeland Convention Center instead. If you need a pass to park your car for free, just stop by my office.
Thanks, but in that case, I think I'll just take the subway.
Number 47.
What are the speakers mainly discussing?
Number 48.
What problem does the woman mention?
Number 49.
Why does the woman suggest that the man visit her office? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers. Hello, I just received my monthly invoice and I noticed that I was charged $80 instead of my usual rate of $45.
I'm sorry, but this line is for reporting problems with a loss of internet service.
I didn't realize that. What's the number I need to call?
I'll transfer you to our billing department.
All right, thanks.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
I'm calling about a problem with my September bill.
I'm very sorry about that. Due to a computer error, the billing for all residential customers was incorrect. We're issuing new invoices this week, so we'd appreciate your patience in waiting until you get the new one.
Number 50.
Why is the man calling?
Number 51.
Where do the women most likely work?
Number 52.
What is the man asked to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Here's the final draft of our company's guide for employees. I've added a section about computer usage and changed the dress code to our most recent regulations.
This looks fantastic, Melissa. I like how you added photos to each section. It's a helpful way of summarizing the information.
Thanks. I'm going to send the file to the printer and use the express service so that we have them done by Wednesday.
All right. Just make sure to request durable paper, because we're going to be using these for a long time.
Number 53.
What does the woman say she has done?
Number 54.
Why does the man praise the woman?
Number 55.
What does the man suggest doing? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Yoon-hee, is the application period still going for the open position on our bank's business loan team?
The last day was Friday. We've already started reviewing the applications.
That's a shame. A friend of mine just heard about the job and was interested in it. He has a lot of experience working in this field.
We could make an exception if he's highly qualified. Please give him my name and email address so he can send me his resume.
Number 56.
Where do the speakers work?
Number 57.
What does the woman mean when she says,
"The last day was Friday"?
Number 58.
What does the woman tell the man to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for all your hard work in preparing for the safety inspection, Tony. We received the highest score ever, 98 out of 100.
I'm glad to hear that, but I can't really take the credit. Junichi McCroy has been leading workshops, so employees have ongoing practice with the equipment. I think the habits they've developed really helped us in the various categories of the inspection.
Well, that just shows that the changes we've made around here are working. If you've got a minute now, could you gather the staff? I'd like to tell them the good news.
Number 59.
What is the conversation mainly about?
Number 60.
According to the men, what did Mr. McCroy do?
Number 61.
What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Welcome to DLT Bike Rentals. How can I help you?
Hi, it's my first time here and I'd like to rent a bike. But, do I need any kind of reservation?
No. In fact, no reservations are ever taken here. We rent bikes on a first-come, first-served basis, and we have some available today. Our rates are listed on that sign there.
Oh, terrific. Well, it's a great day for cycling, so the 6-hour rental would be best. I'll pay cash.
Great. I'll show you to the bike. It's out in the parking area. Also, here's a free map that shows the city's bike trails in detail.
Number 62.
What does the woman say about DLT bike rentals?
Number 63.
Look at the graphic. How much will the man probably pay for a rental?
Number 64.
What does the woman give the man? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and graphic.
Hello, I ordered a coffee maker from your online store about 2 weeks ago. The courier dropped it off yesterday, but when I opened the box this morning, I noticed a problem.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience, ma'am. Could you tell me what happened?
It looks like it wasn't handled very carefully while in transit. There's a big crack in the brew basket.
Well, unfortunately, we can't send you just one component, so we'll replace the whole machine for you. I'll send a new one by express mail today.
Oh, thank you. What should I do with the damaged device?
You can send it back in the box that will be provided.
Number 65.
When was the device delivered to the woman?
Number 66.
Look at the graphic. What component did the woman have a problem with?
Number 67.
What does the man say he will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Hi, Keisha. Could you cover the International Summit on the Environment on March 10 in Berlin? Jerry Mitchell was supposed to do it, but he can't go now.
Sure. I'm almost done with my transportation safety article. But, the summit seems like a two-person job, don't you think?
Yes. That's why I've asked Pavit Chanda to join you. We've decided to cancel the other article he was assigned.
All right, then I'll set up a meeting with Pavit for sometime next week.
Perfect. And could you please email me a scanned image of your passport so I can book the ticket?
Sure, I'll do that tomorrow morning.
Number 68.
What kind of event is taking place in March?
Number 69.
Look at the graphic. Which article has been cancelled?
Number 70.
What will the woman do tomorrow morning?